As predicted, it looks like we're about to experience a railroad strike. In a related story, retailers warn that a strike could further cripple the U.S. economy. While social media companies are laying off or firing thousands of workers, this company wants to hire at least 1,000 engineers. Paul Krugman on interest rates and more. Oil prices tank, and the story is that Saudi Arabia and Russia are rethinking the oil supply cut. Or are they? Oh, those golden parachutes. We've got yet another story. Mortgage rates fall. We've got the Wall Street Report, and customer satisfaction is going down at Amazon. For the interview, you'll hear about the National Civility event hosted by the Iowa League of Cities. My guest is Robert Palmer. But first, the news.
Insight on Business NewsHour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. By the way, you want to find us on Twitter? We're still there, yeah, at IOB_NewsHour. You know, not long ago, there was a prediction the U.S. would face a national railroad strike. That comes into focus as the largest rail union did not ratify the latest offer. CNN is reporting that the rank-and-file members of the nation's largest rail union, which represents the industry's conductors, rejected a tentative labor deal with freight railroads. The nation's second-largest rail union, which represents engineers, ratified its own contract, but the failure of the conductors to ratify their deal is another setback to efforts to avoid a strike. With these votes, all 12 rail unions have now completed their ratification process, with members of 8 of the unions voting in favor of deals and 4 voting against it. The 4 unions that voted no will remain on the job until at least early next month, while negotiations are held to try to avoid a strike that could cause widespread disruptions in the nation's still struggling supply chain and overall economy. In a related story, retailers are warning that a railroad strike would be a crippling blow to the already fragile economy. The Retail Industry Leaders Association, that's a trade group whose members include Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, and dozens of other brands, said that a strike would cause an enormous disruption to the flow of goods nationwide and would ripple through the supply chain and the economy at large, and that it may take Congress to put pressure on the railroads to avert a strike. The Retail Industry Leaders Association said that if no agreement is reached by December 9, Congress must act quickly to codify the tentative agreement reached in September. The National Retail Federation, the world's largest retail trade group, similarly called on Congress to intervene immediately to avoid a catastrophic shutdown on the freight rail system, saying that a rail strike would come at a difficult time as the U.S. economy is still grappling with high inflation, surging borrowing costs, and elevated recession risks. Well, TikTok wants you, if that is, you are a social media engineer. While Facebook and Twitter fire or lay off thousands, the short-form video social media company is looking to hire 1,000 engineers. This specific hiring target is related to the company's goal of ensuring U.S. user data is overseen by a team based in the United States due to scrutiny in Washington due to its parent company's ByteDance's ties to China. The shift in the hiring landscape in Silicon Valley could help TikTok as it looks to appease critics and cement its position in the United States, and also as it works to expand into new product categories. TikTok's career portal website currently lists more than 4,000 global positions, though it's not clear how often the hiring site is updated. In October, as some of the initial reports of hiring freezes and other cost-cutting measures began to emerge from Silicon Valley, TikTok made headlines for listing a number of new e-commerce-related roles that seemed to indicate it was looking to create a logistics and warehousing network in the United States. It's a holiday shortened week, and Wall Street started it out by once again falling, although not by much. Weighing on the markets are fears that China may again ramp up COVID restrictions after reporting new deaths from the virus. That fact sent energy shares lower, and the fear of a large rate increase doubled down on that. Those numbers from today, coming at you in just a bit. A top economist, Paul Krugman, says that interest rates will not stay inflated for long thanks to a shrinking workforce and the tech industry's midlife crisis. Markets Insider is reporting on an op-ed penned by the Nobel laureate economist that the surge in interest rates this year, which has largely been spurred by the Federal Reserve's fight to bring down inflation, may not be with us very long. He suggests that the era of cheap money, fueled by record low interest rates and abundant liquidity, isn't yet over. He wrote that higher rates are a lingering effect of the pandemic when the government flooded the economy with stimulus money. Households are still spending leftover stimulus, which has supported high prices and therefore higher interest rates this year. But those effects will eventually fade away, and along with slowing investment demand that will likely result in interest rates being dragged lower. Meanwhile, an investment slowdown will also be spurred by what Krugman calls a general disillusionment in tech, pointing to a recent article from The Atlantic that painted the once high-flying sector as navigating a midlife crisis. While innovation in the 1990s and early 2000s had a bigger economic payoff, today's investments are even worse, Krugman said, noting that new projects like Mark Zuckerberg's huge bet on the metaverse could be turning investors away from the space. We shall see. There are another 2 weeks to go for the OPEC Plus meeting, but the Saudis and Russians have decided not to sit back and let the oil market collapse continue. In an urgent response to a Wall Street Journal story on Monday, Saudi Energy Minister Abdul Aziz bin Salman denied that the 23-nation oil-producing alliance under his charge was working on a production hike of 500,000 barrels a day that they were going to announce at OPEC Plus's December 4th meeting. Now, if the Wall Street Journal report had been true, it would have been a pivot for the 2 million barrel per day cut that OPEC Plus had announced in November. It would have also been a hike, small in barrels, yet huge in goodwill, doing wonders for Saudi-U.S. relations, but unfortunately further hammering already free-falling crude prices. The oil minister said, quote, "The current cut of 2 million barrels per day by OPEC Plus continues until the end of 2023. And if there is a need to take further measures by reducing production to balance supply and demand, we are always remaining ready to intervene," end quote. So there's that. Well, Bob Iger is coming back immediately to take the helm of the Disney company, much to the joy of investors. Meanwhile, the outgoing CEO, Bob Chapek, is likely to leave the office with a grand prize golden parachute worth $23 million. That's without including the millions more he could collect in the coming years if the company's share price recovers. Chapek's contract entitles him to collect a salary for the full duration of his term, even if he's ousted prematurely. His term was recently extended to mid-2025, and the paychecks between now and then add up to roughly $6.5 million. He's also entitled to the pension he's accumulated over his decades-long career at Disney. As of October 2021, filings show it stood at $16.9 million. That money is his, regardless of the circumstances of his departure. Oh, how good it is to be king, even once dethroned. Hey, a side note that the mortgage rates have slipped below 7%. The 30-year fixed rate is now at 6.94%, down from 7.33% just a week ago. You are welcome. Mortgage rates are not the only thing sliding. Wall Street ended Monday off with all three indexes finishing in the red. The Dow finished the trade down by 45 points to close at 33,700, while the NASDAQ fell by 121 points to 11,024, and the S&P 500 was off by 15 points to end the trade at 3949. The stocks dropped following comments from Federal Reserve officials who broadly remained steadfast in their fight against inflation, as well as worries over new COVID restrictions in China. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with Amazon and customer service. According to research by the New York Times, Amazon's frequently touted customer obsession may not be mutual. Customer satisfaction with the e-commerce giant hit a record low last year, 78 out of 100 on the American Consumer Satisfaction Index, which scores 400 of the biggest U.S. companies. A similar survey by Evercore ISI showed that those who were extremely or very satisfied, tumbling. And a first-time Brooks Bell survey of 1,000 customers found that roughly one-third of them reported regularly receiving items late or complaining about quality. Amazon is by far the biggest online retailer in the U.S. with more than 200 million Prime subscribers. It also remains the standard bearer for shipping in e-commerce. An Amazon spokeswoman tells the Journal that satisfaction is still high and the company continues working to improve the search experience on its website. Not much being said there, right? All right, stay with us and click ahead for an exclusive report about the National Civility Program as we check in with Robert Palmer of the Iowa League of Cities. What is it? Who can attend? And why is this so critical? All asked and answered.